What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lima had a diabolical question. Now, we got a lot of other things to get to, but Lyman had a diabolical question. Which one was the most embarrassing? You say it again.
Yeah, slashing payroll after the ALCS run, Cavaliers bowing out again in the second round, or the Browns spending the most amount of money of any team in the NFL since 2021 and having nothing to show for it?
Well, I mean, it's a mixed bag with who the Guardians let go of. Think about that. The Cavs, again, they're right up against it with what they can do because of the second apron. And the Browns, I mean, if you take out Deshaun Watson's contract, Myles Garrett can't say he's not worth what he's paid. Denzel Ward, worth every penny. Every penny.
Currently pull up.
Jerry Jeudy, great contract.
The Guardians are leading the pack right now, 47%.
That's because it's June 30th.
Correct.
Had you done this poll the day after the Cavs got eliminated,
it would be 90% the Cavaliers.
If you did this poll the Monday after the Browns got hammered by the Dallas Cowboys,
it'd be 90% the Browns.
Right, that's true.
Let's bring in Daryl. Daryl's brought to you by Schaub & Jewelers.
He's 90% with us.
Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
All right, which one of those scenarios, I know you were listening, which one was the most embarrassing?
I'd have to say the Browns spending boatloads of cash to lose a lot of games.
Went to the playoffs last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah, they still lost a lot of games, Ken.
Well, they did, but they still went to the playoffs 2 years ago. If they
two
go to the playoffs
five
this
years.
Year, wait a minute. No, they're not going to the playoffs this year. Okay, yeah, they're nowhere near the Guardians or Cavs. Okay, fair. Fine. Boy, that's a hell of a question you asked over there, Tone.
Diabolical.
It's diabolical. You know what that should have been saved for? I wish, damn it.
2 second trivia?
No, oh. I wish you would have told me because then I could have went, no, let's save it in case things go off the rails during coming in hot. Because that's the type of question I go, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you guys.
Well, this is how diabolical it is. We'll just do it then, too.
Fair point. Now, I can think of something worse. I got to think of it, though. I can think of real bad, terrible, mean-spirited questions for coming in hot if it goes off the rails. Daryl, you're a mean-spirited person. First, we're going to get to
the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah, Sam. We're going to get to the stadium finance stuff here in a second because, Mike DeWine's got to sign something today. But you also have a Guardians team right now that looks listless. I know that you and Nick were hot about it yesterday. Your thoughts right now on the current state of the Guardians and whether or not we should be raising the white flag on them?
I don't know if we should be raising the white flag, but they ought to be getting these kids up from AAA. And they should at least... Okay, so if you have log jams right now and you can't ensure that they're going to come up and get regular at-bats or regular playing time, then you need to start paving the way for that. Get Carlos Santana traded. Don't wait till the trade deadline. But they've got to clear the path to get these kids up from AAA. I don't think that there's anything else for these guys to do down there. Get them up here and, you know, see if they can inject a little life into this team. I never want to say it can't get worse because, as we know, it could always get worse. But, I mean, this was historically an awful month for them. They hit like 206 and went 9-16.
Not good.
And it's awful. So and then when they do actually put some runs on the board, like Saturday, right? They score 6 runs, but then the pitching implodes. They just can't really seem to put much of anything together. I never thought that they were serious contenders for much of anything this year. I still don't believe that to be the case. That's why I'm really not all up in arms at the current state of affairs. It's kind of what I expected.
Shouldn't you be up in arms, though, if they're coming off an ALCS and you never expected them to be anything?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they didn't do anything. What did they do in the offseason?
But that's the point. That's the reason why I think people think you should be up in arms, though.
Yeah, I mean, but this is historically what they do. They rarely go for it. And I think that's the frustrating thing if you're a Guardians fan. They have these plans for sustained success, and of the 3 teams in town, they have had the most sustained success since 1994. But, you know, in this modern economics of baseball, where, you know, they did get crippled by the TV deal, but that's not an excuse either. You got to go for it when the getting's good. And the fact that you were 3 wins away from getting back to the World Series, and then your big offseason moves were basically to dump future salary to protect your bottom line in the future, maybe not so much for this season, but in future years. And again, all justifiable. But fans look at that and they just say they're just not serious about winning. And so it's no surprise that they're not winning and that they're hovering around. Now they're below 500.
That's why, and I'll tell you what, that's got to be the difference here. Because I think that Paul Dolan is a good owner. Hold on. Let me finish the sentence for you guys all cuss me out or switch the station. He's a good owner. He's a good steward of business for his baseball team, right? But with the other two, and this is why the embarrassment thing is going the Guardians' way, partially because it is June 30th. The other two, you can't say that they ain't trying to win with what they spend. You cannot say, you can say they're doing it the wrong way, the Browns, maybe the Cavs, we'll see how this all goes. But you can't say that, hey, these guys, they could spend more. Oh, no, that's there. They're doing everything they can within their bank accounts to try to produce a winner.
Yep.
It's just maybe not the right decisions, as we see with the quarterback who, according to Mary Kay Cabot, might be coming back and practicing in October. But that's a conversation for another day. Tone, take it away.
Daryl, how do they get back in the good graces of fans? Is it only calling the kids up and having those kids be good? Is that the only formula for fans to get back on track here?
Well, they're still going to the ballpark. But yeah, I think right now you got to get the kids up. You got to try something. I mean, Stephen Vogt talking about, hey, you know, we're trying to remain consistent in our approach and things like, look, the consistency in your approach is not working. It is not producing results. It is time to shake something up. And so, you know, when you get to that point, their only option is not to trade for high-priced talent. It's to look within and see if Kafis and DeLauder and some of these other kids can come up here and do it at the big league level. You know, John Kenzie Noel, you know, we all believed that he was going to have a breakout year after what we saw from him last year. Unfortunately, that hasn't materialized. You know, they brought up Will Wilson for a while, and he couldn't do much. And then he also goes back to AAA, and then all of a sudden he starts hitting again. You know, so I don't know if they're just overly cautious.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If they're afraid to bring these guys up because, you know, they might not start off hot, or they're afraid that they'd have to send them back down to Columbus. Whatever the reason is, it doesn't matter. But right now, I can understand why they're not doing it, because you can't get these guys regular playing time. So they've got to get things set up roster-wise so that when you bring these kids up, you can commit to them and give them the playing time. Because bringing them up and just playing them once or twice a week, that doesn't cut it. They need to play every single day if possible.
Agree with you on that one. Daryl Rutter, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Will we be officially on our way to a new stadium tomorrow morning?
I anticipate that we should be. The governor's expected to sign the budget at some point today. My understanding is he's still combing through the thousands of pages of documentation there. But my expectation is that he will not line item veto the stadium funding and the syntax permissive for an increase, so that the county would be allowed to put that back on the ballot this fall.
So, Daryl, he's gonna flip flop on what he has said publicly multiple times about not using the funding method right now, the bonds that are set up.
Well, there are no bonds set up. They went with the Senate plan to go with the escheatment from the unclaimed property fund.
Yeah, but he wanted the money used from the gambling, right? Didn't he say that publicly?
Yep, and then the House wanted bonds. And nobody wants to pass a tax increase, and nobody wants to use bonds, because then you're accused of stealing from other programs. So They found this way. They have all this money, billions and billions, almost $5 billion in unclaimed funds, and they're going to tap about $1.7 billion of that to create this sports and culture facility fund so that they can take care of the Browns, the Bengals, the Reds, the Blue Jackets, all the pro teams in the state that keep coming back to Columbus for state assistance for their stadium and ballpark and arena projects.
So is this cause for celebration when this move becomes final?
It depends how you feel about it. I'm sure our neighbor to the west of us there are not going to be celebrating anything. Chris Renane's staunchly opposed to this. I don't know how Justin Bibb is going to react. I've never been sold that Justin Bibb really, truly wanted or cared all that much about keeping the Browns on the lakefront, but for appearances' sake, he has done everything to show that he's tried to do that. The lawsuit with the modification of the Modell law, that lawsuit will go bye-bye because the language will be changed, and so the door is open for them to leave downtown. But yeah, not everyone's going to celebrate, but it's 76 La Groza Boulevard. They're going to be pretty happy once that gets signed off on.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, your thoughts on the Cavaliers possibly bringing back LeBron James?
It's never going to happen. Like they have to trade. Okay. They have to trade half the team. Yeah, you got to trade Jared Allen. You got to trade Darius Garland. You got to trade a couple other guys to get under the apron. Then you can trade for LeBron. You're going to blow up the team to bring him back. Like I think that kind of defeats the purpose, right? If it was a situation
having a guy that was second team All NBA last year showed no signs of deterioration at all. Like has this. Played in actually more games the last 2 years than every other Cavalier, with the exception of Jared Allen. You're telling me that doesn't help their playoff chances?
That's not what I'm saying, Anthony. I'm just talking about the practical mechanisms of actually making it happen. It is going to be very, very difficult for the Cavs to bring back LeBron, especially after he's decided to pick up the player option for $52.6 million. Okay, there would be a tremendous amount of salary clearing and getting under the aprons before they can do that. And again, it's not about whether I think LeBron can help. Of course, if he came back, I think the Cavs would certainly increase their title chances. But I'm being practical and realistic about the situation. I just don't see a universe where this actually happens.
So you believe if it were possible, you would bring him back?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm not against it. I'm just trying to live in reality, and I'm not going to gas fans up on the possibility of bringing LeBron back when I don't think it's all that much of a possibility.
I just like Daryl finding out kind of where people are on the whole, do we just run it back because the East is wide open? Because that doesn't, to me, get them really that much closer to winning a championship unless they...
No, they got to shake something up this offseason. They've got to do something. You can't run it back for a third straight year when you have the same problem three straight playoffs. The other thing here, too, is, which is really interesting...
Well, that'd be a hell of a shakeup, though, Daryl.
Yeah,
I don't know of any other realistic moves that they can make, and I know that that's not realistic, but if you want realistic moves, what else, what is there?
Yeah,
So they got to do something, but we don't know what they're going to do? We don't know what they should do?
I will say this. Kobe Altman moves in silence when it comes to like the big moves. Usually when he makes a big move, it comes out of nowhere and everyone's like, whoa, where did that come from? Right? You don't have any of these leaks of the Cavs are interested in doing this, that, and the other. It just typically happens. But I don't know if you guys heard Donovan Mitchell with Taylor Rooks, where he just on Bleacher Report.
We played the audio today, yeah.
Yeah, where he's just like, yeah, we kind of want to do it our own way. We're not the Bron and Kyrie Cavaliers. We're going to do this thing our way. The problem with doing it their way right now, first of all, you need LeBron. If you can get him, you do need him. But also, too, your way's not working. It's not working. It's getting you through the regular season. It's positioning for the playoffs. But come postseason, it's not working. Like, they've got to shake something up that's going to help them in the playoffs. You know, I know some fans are upset. They're probably not bringing back Ty Jerome. Well, Ty Jerome didn't do a lot in the playoffs. Helped him get 64 wins. Sure, didn't do a lot in the playoffs. So that's the challenge for Kobe Altman, is to figure out ways to, whether it's through the veteran minimums, whether it's through a trade, whether it's Garland or Jared Allen. The challenge for Kobe Altman is to make this a better playoff basketball team and championship contender with all these constraints that he currently has with that second apron. Cavs would have a better chance to win it all if LeBron came back. I just don't think it's practical that will actually happen.
Daryl, you're a sensational person. We thank you very much for the time.
Have a great week, guys.
You too.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.